Jelly Roll Liar on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Just Lauren this morning. And in case you forgot, it is Wednesday, July 8th. I don't know if it was the 4th of July holiday. I don't know if it's the fact that it's finally summer. I do not know, but I have no idea what day it is lately. And sometimes I'm even like, is it June? Is it June? She was in Texas on B105. It's your B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. You don't need me to tell you, it has been rainy, which I think we knew. The National Weather Service of Duluth, I saw them share over the weekend that we were going to see a lot of rain, possibly some flash flooding. And of course, they were correct. So more showers and storms today. It looks like we could see a quarter to half an inch more rain possible and a high near 72. So it's going to be gloomy, going to be rainy. Now tonight, things will clear up. Partly cloudy overnight, but we will also learn a little bit more about how much rain we got as we continue on into the morning, because last night was so rainy. It was a lot. Now, I do like a good storm. I do like a good rainfall, free car wash, but I do worry about my squirrels. But anyways, we will check in with Fox 21's Rusty Melberg here in a little bit to see what else we got going on for our Wednesday. But just wanted to mention that. And then also, you might have seen this if you have our B105 app, but the Duluth Police Department has announced 4 popular community events coming in August. So the one that we all know and love, National Night Out, that kicks off August 4th, the first event of them all, and it'll go from 5 to 9. And it's just officers and neighbors getting a chance to connect over some food, some barbecue. And you can also host a block party of your own and take part in that if you'd like. There's Operation K-9 August 13th. Kids, Cops, and Cars, that'll be at Bayfront August 19th. And then Battle of the Badges returns to Wade Stadium August 26th. So lots of fun things going on in August. You can see a full schedule, B105country.com, and our B105 app. There is your B105 Buzz. Good morning. Toby Keith, I love this bar on B105. Okay, lots to talk about for Lauren's Country Lowdown. I was really surprised to see that Garth Brooks has announced a tour now. In true Garth Brooks fashion, it is not like a normal tour, because he didn't just release every single date. He announced one date and then he said more to come. So he shared this yesterday. He said the wait is over and he's kicking off his Blame It All on My Roots tour. The first stop is Indianapolis, Indiana. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. So he's going to play there for 2 nights, August 21st and 22nd. And he's actually going back to arenas. So this is the first time he's played arenas since the 1990s. And he had obviously the most killer run ever. He's Garth Brooks, but I mean, when he was on this arena tour, it spanned a few years. It was like 344 shows. And he says it's going to be a callback to that. It was in support of his 1995 album, Fresh Horses, and then later his 1997 album, Sevens. It was his final tour before his retirement in 2001. So it was a very big deal. This is going to be a callback to that. It also became one of the highest grossing tours of the decade, record-breaking attendance, things like that. He's also going to be bringing back the Drum Pod. If you know, you know. It's coming back. You can read about that. If you don't, B105country.com. But yeah, he didn't say when he's going to be announcing more dates, but he did announce Indianapolis. Unless I just missed it this morning. I don't know. It's early. But yeah, I sense a road trip to Indianapolis. But Garth Brooks in an arena is awesome. I've only seen him in stadiums. And he says it's just a lot more intimate. He also says it is going to be filmed for a special, and it's going to be filmed in a new way that like a concert documentary hasn't been filmed before. So like I said, he always does things his own way. So you can read more about that, B105country.com, and then we'll see what other dates he announces. And then Summer Party, she's broken her silence over the weekend. She and John Party announced that they were separating. There were lots of rumors about this because she wasn't wearing her ring for a while. Well, she shared a statement yesterday. She said, I know many of you have seen the news about John and me. I wanted to acknowledge it here beyond the joint statement we put out. She says this has been very difficult. It's a deeply personal time for our family. She said, we share so much online, but there's parts of it that I'm always going to keep private. And she said, that's going to be this because it's so difficult. Obviously, they have 2 young kids. She said, I'm grateful for the kindness, prayers, and support so many of you have shown to us. It means more than you know. And she says, I'm going to keep showing up here, sharing links and part of life with you like I always have. She says, that's her work. And she says, it brings me joy to connect with so many of you. She said, thank you for the love and support for our family. And I just, you know, thinking of her, thinking of the family, because like I said, they have two young girls. So glad that she said she's still going to show up and work and, you know, share parts of her life. So wishing them all the best. You can read more about their split to B105country.com. And then don't forget, Josh Ross, Hate How You Look. It is 7:10 on the Breakfast Club. And we're joined by a very familiar face. We have Christy Stokes. Good morning, Christy.
And a familiar voice, too,
right? Well, I was going to say, a familiar voice, familiar face, but you know, this is radio. But let's first talk about the fact that Downtown Duluth Days, I know I was watching the weather. It's on, right? It's good to go?
It is on. We are good to go this morning. So the weather played in our favor, and we have barricades that will be going up at 8 this morning so that our vendors can start setting up.
Yeah, I love it, especially just being in Downtown Duluth, like, watching everybody set up, and then, you know, like, I'm watching all the food trucks all morning. And so then I, you know, I'm easily tempted. So I go out there. But what can we expect from today? Kind of give us like an overview of what's going to be there, because there's shopping, there's food, there's just so much going on.
There is. And you have a front row window to all of it. So we have about 26 food trucks, 175 vendors. We've expanded it to 3rd Avenue East this year. So we go from 5th Avenue West to 3rd Avenue East. So think of Maurice's all the way to Graceland Plaza. So it's a long stretch, and we will have different things from an expanded putt-putt golf course in the Heart District and pickleball to things such as just all your favorite vendors, your businesses downtown. And you'll get the smell of every type of food truck out there.
Yeah, I say this story every year, but there was one year, like, I would go outside and then I would smell the mini donuts. So I think I got mini donuts like every single day. But you know what? It's good. Support local. I love doing shopping too. There's a lot of great sales, and you know, it just makes it so easy. So we're very excited. It is on. The weather's cooperating. Where can we, you know, get a full schedule of everything going on?
Yes, you can go to downtownduluth.com, and we actually even have it broken down a bit by the blocks so that you can see who's on the blocks. We also have a lot of kids' activities down here, so bring the kids down and enjoy the day. And then tonight we have the Tanner's Express Classic Car Show, so that will line the 8 blocks with classic cars and local bands on each of those blocks as well.
Yeah, so fun. Well, you're busy, so we're going to let you go, but we'll check in with you tomorrow and talk about what's going on tomorrow. But everybody get downtown, Downtown Duluth Days. Thank you, Christy.
Thanks so much.
Christy Stokes at Downtown Duluth Days, 7:13, coming up half a minute to win it on the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Okay, this ridiculous music can only mean one thing. It is time for Lauren's Love Advice on B105, and this might hit a little too close to home for you. And if it does, I advise you to look inward. Okay, so I saw this. I thought it was kind of funny, but also we should, it's a good, what's the word I'm looking for? It is a good reminder that you should definitely clean out your car. Okay, so a new study says 73% of singles think that how you maintain your car reflects how you take care of yourself, meaning, yes, having a messy car does impact your dating life. 67% of singles view a messy vehicle as a sign of an unorganized or chaotic personal life. It can also be a deal breaker, because if you're picking someone up for a date and you have trash all on the floor, or, you know, crumbs in your seat, whatever it might be, they might get the ick immediately. If it smells weird, they might get the ick. If there's like leftover food or drinks or trash, like I said, on the floor, that could give them an ick. Up to half of all singles admit they would consider canceling a date if they knew the other person's car was filthy. Now, you might not even get that far. You might agree to let them pick you up on a date, and you can't even cancel. I mean, I guess you could just open the door, see that the car is messy, and walk away. But it could lead to not accepting a second date, date cancellation. 1 in 4 people have actually cut a date short specifically because of their date's messy vehicle. And I already mentioned it might give somebody the ick. So there you go. Like I said, 73% of singles believe how you maintain your car says a lot about you, how you take care of yourself. If you have a clean car, maybe you have a nice, organized personal life. And if you don't, well, maybe you should clean out your car today. There's my 2 cents. Now, my car is spotless. My husband's car, well, We're not going to get into that because it is a little chaotic. So there you go. It's all Jason Aldean. Don't tell on me. It is 8:11 on B105. And as always at this time, I'm joined by Nicole from Animal Allies. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So there's been so much going on at Animal Allies, but let's start first by talking about the pet of the week, because we need to talk about Evelyn. This is the cutest thing ever. So Evelyn has a best friend named Virginia, and
yes,
and we want them to be adopted together, right?
Yes. They are a little bit older, you know, at 8 and 15, and they find some comfort being around one another. So they are trying to find a home where they can go together, and they are very, very mellow, very laid back. They just love gentle scratches and gentle forms of attention. So would really like just a calm, laid back house where they can kind of snuggle on blankets all day and be around each other and kind of observe what's going on, but not too much commotion for them. So if you've got a little bit of a laid back house, I know they've lived with other cats before and did well. They would love to get out of the shelter and start exploring a new home together.
I think it's so cute that they, I guess, is it safe to say they're a bonded pair?
That's the way it appears.
Okay,
yes.
So sweet.
Yes, yes. They're very, very sweet. Again, super cute. And very, very mellow and laid back, which is very nice. They have similar personalities in that sense. We've got also another bonded pair of cats as well at the shelter. So lots of animals looking for homes right now.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, recently, Animal Allies took in, was it 9 Great Dane puppies because of really terrible circumstances, because of a fire?
Yeah.
We had so many people saying, like, when can we adopt them? But, you guys said there's a lot that goes into things before you can just adopt, but you can help in the meantime because you guys are taking them on, very expensive. So how can people help?
Yeah, you know, people just, if you feel inclined to donate, donations always help. But simply, you know, just coming in and looking at the other animals we currently have, if you know that you are maybe not looking for a horse,
a very
down
big
the road,
dog, yeah.
then getting some of the other animals into homes just really clears up space and time for the staff, the puppies. You know, they had some things going on. They had some little parasites and things like that, which are not uncommon in dogs, especially ones that have been outside. So they've been getting their treatment for that and just getting fully assessed and seen by the medical team, which takes some time, especially when there's that many of them. But we're hoping that they will start becoming available soon and we can start to find, you know, their forever homes for them as well. But in the meantime, helping find, you know, those long-term dogs and cats that have been with us, a forever home really helps as well.
Yeah, there's so many animals at Animal Allies that need a loving home. So what is a good website for you guys? And can we just stop by and check out what's going on?
Yeah, anytime we're open, Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 6, and Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 4, you can swing on by. We're at 4006 Airport Road, and you can visit animalallies.net. The website's updated every day by 10:30 with any new animals that are looking for homes that day.
Perfect. Nicole from Animal Allies, hopefully you'll have some good news for us next week about Evelyn and Virginia, and thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicole from Animal Allies. It's 8:14 on B105. Good morning. Time now is 8:42 on The Breakfast Club on B105. Now, I don't think we've talked about this story because Ken and I, you know, we were apart for a few weeks just for some summer vacation. My brain is not fully awake yet. I think it's my allergy medication. I don't know. But I you know what? This is worth repeating if we already did do this. So this happened in Scotland. A man in Scotland is facing an assault charge after police say he grabbed 2 live seagulls and used them as weapons against another person. Not great. The strange attack happened outside of a railroad station in Oban on Queen's Park Place around 5 p.m. And this happened at the end of June. You know, heat does some weird things to people. Can kind of cause people to lose it. So we don't know what led to the scuffle. But if you're grabbing seagulls, first of all, that's mean to the seagulls, and it's not great to throw them at somebody. Now, according to the local news, the man was not arrested at the scene. He was taken home while police looked into it. He was charged later, though, and police in Scotland said a report will be sent to the region's prosecutor. We don't know how the victim's doing. the two seagulls thankfully were not hurt, but like, what made you so mad that you thought, let me grab these two seagulls? Like, that is crazy. Yeah, they, of all things, let's just be nice to each other. Chase Matthew Darlin on B105. I almost forgot the music here. Okay, we're going to try this again. It is time for Some Angel. You know, hey, at least you know it's live radio. So short and sweet, Some Angel. Our angel today is from Wisconsin. A 21-year-old Wisconsin man was rescued by another Wisconsinite from a burning truck after stopping at the scene of a crash that happened in La Crosse over the holiday weekend. Kieran McKinney is the angel. He pulled the trapped driver from the vehicle before it exploded, then called 911 and helped extinguish the flames that had spread onto the man. The injured driver remains hospitalized. He has severe burns and lung damage, but it would have been a lot worse if this angel wasn't there. So, you know, that's just an incredible selfless thing to do and definitely an angel worth celebrating. And from Wisconsin, so we love Kenny Chesney on the B105 Workday Kickoff. The perfect song because it is yet another